Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The rookie Manungai in there. Shotgun for Williams. Hold on. Manungai. He's a hammer. Touchdown, Bears. Don't even need the fourth down. Just follow that interior of the offensive line that has been together all year long and done such a great job.
How gratifying is this for you as a rookie, seventh rounder, and your numbers being called to put the ball in the end zone on a team that is now 8-3?
Yeah. Like I said, it's blessed to be a part of it and be able to contribute to the win. And now we got to go do it again. Can't get too high on it, too low on anything that didn't go well, but got to learn from it and keep going.
That is Kyle Manungai. Third straight week with a touchdown. Part of a rookie class that was all over the field yesterday. Spiegs and Anthony Herron. Here on The Score, it is the Spiegel and Holmes show, as a matter of fact. And Ant, you think that Ryan Poles deserves some flowers for having a good day, don't you? Go ahead, say it. Go ahead, it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, beyond a good day, a roster that's winning, a roster that's showing depth. You know, it's not like this is a season where the Bears have gotten lucky with health. And so they've just had all their best players playing great with this first-year head coach who no one understands how to defend his schemes yet. You've had a lot of different pieces that have had to be placed into the lineup here, and the Bears have continued to achieve success with them, success to first place in the division. Like if their record was multiple games worse than it is right now, they were like 6-5. Still say, okay, this is so far so good. This is a nice first run at this thing with Ben Johnson and this version of the Bears. So I'm not here to tell you the Bears got one of the best rosters in football, but there's a level of depth to this roster with competency in the head coach and the coaching staff that's showing up. And yeah, Ryan Poles certainly deserves credit for that. I don't know why he wouldn't.
So this is Ben Johnson talking today about how he's got the right guys on this team to do what he needs to do.
And you don't win 8-9 in this league without a significant level of buy-in from the players. What do you sense players are responding to that's created this surge of success?
Well, I think we got the right type of guys, and that's, you know, Ryan's really done a great job with constructing the roster that way. But the veteran leadership is outstanding. Kevin Byard, Joe Tooney, Grady, probably have 10 or 12 guys that I really lean into on a weekly basis just to get a pulse of the team. And they do a really good job of keeping the main thing in the locker room. You know, as a coaching staff, we always try to have the right messaging for whatever that week entails and the path to victory to team building, things of that nature. And I think it's come along really well done. But it's really those veterans that I just can't sing their praises enough. They lead the charge there in terms of how that locker room responds each and every week, and being able to hit that reset button. And, you know, we've had some success, and yet we go right back to work come Wednesday of last week, or this week it'll be Monday. You know, it's a quick turnaround. And so we got to maintain that high level of focus so that we don't falter whatsoever.
So that's really cool. That's been on the veterans, and it's undeniable that a lot of those vets have a great presence and clearly are helping the coaching staff stay on message. It helps when some of those vets start to play well, and that's what has started to happen as well with Grady Jarrett, and Montez Sweat has been playing well for a while. Was an absolute monster yesterday. So that's undeniable. And in terms of the rookies, I mean, the Ryan Poles rookie class, although they're not really necessarily all his, right? Like, I struggle with this. Colston Loveland is a guy that Ben Johnson desperately wanted and probably convinced Ryan Poles to take. Luther Burden is like the Antoine.
This is what we're doing.
He wants it. Luther Burden's the Antoine Randall L. high five pick, you know? Trapillo, that one goes to Poles. He can have that one. Right now.
Just because he's an offensive lineman?
Yes! Yes!
From BC, Ant. From BC,
from
too.
From BC. You know Trapillo goes to polls. You know that. You know he does. But
the entire draft class goes to Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears. It doesn't need to be this binary thing.
It's either one or the other.
It's a good thing that he apparently took some influence from Ben Johnson in making these selections as well.
I can't have this argument. Like, I can't just go to the other poll for the sake of good contrarian radio.
I know.
I can't do that.
The truth is that
it's a blend. Let's be honest. I can't make this. I can't first take this one up, man.
Here's what began to happen for a little while earlier in the season.
I was going to go Fox News, Alex, but you appreciate the first take call, right? Appreciate that.
What started
Skip
happening?
Bayless. Yeah, well, go ahead. Yeah.
Early in the year, when like Colston Loveland wasn't doing much yet, and when Kyle Manungai wasn't seeing the field because he couldn't pass protect, then it was, well, we're going to divorce Ben Johnson of any blame here. This is a Ryan Poles draft class. Like during the preseason, it was, hey, look at all these skill position guys that Ben Johnson selected. He's going to turn them all into stars.
Yeah,
and
how's he
when
doing?
They didn't all turn into stars right away. Uh-huh. There were some problems with that. There was a lot of concern through that first month of the season.
That was Lawrence.
there was some effort.
Lawrence had some concern. I wasn't concerned. I was concerned with the linemen.
Well, there was some effort to try and divorce
all of this, huh?
Yeah,
no. There was some effort to try and divorce Ben Johnson from any blame when all these offensive guys weren't panning out immediately. Now that the offense is maybe, well, certainly the most explosive and it's one of the best in football, now it's all heaping the praise on Ben, not just for the schemes, not just for the vibes and
the
culture, but for the draft as well.
Yeah.
It's all up to Ben. Ben is running this show. When they build that new stadium, it's going to be Ben Johnson Stadium.
That's
a hell of a
pick in the sixth round of Luke Newman by Ben Johnson. I'll tell you what, he was super useful yesterday out of
everybody's got a role
and playing in the guard.
Everybody's got
a
job.
Look, I know. Of course, it's true. Of course. Look, here's the deal. Here's what I do know, and a lot of this I know very well and for fact, and we've discussed. The Bears as an organization handed the keys to Ben Johnson, and now the GM is aligned with Ben Johnson in terms of the length of his contract, but Ben is running the show. This first draft, though, like there's a lot of Ryan Poles on there, and it's always going to be both. Like Ben's going to have massive impact on what kind of players that he wants to get, and I'll credit Poles a ton for allowing Ben to dictate what kind of players that he wants. You know, I mean, like this is, and they talked about exactly that. And I loved it that Ryan Poles sat Ben Johnson down and said, all right, tell me what you want out of every position. Tell me the traits that you want. And they took their time and went through the entire roster and talked about what they would want. That way before the draft, before they even got into their scouting.
Now, he did the same thing with Matt Eberflus, too.
Yeah,
but Matt Eberflus is a bad head coach and a bad evaluator of talent.
Finally, somebody
said
it.
Ben Johnson apparently is not.
Finally, somebody said it.
That's the difference. Like, Ryan Poles' approach is the same, but the coach is different. And so this talent that's been acquired, what's new? The offensive line, the interior of this old line that they've acquired,
yeah,
they went out and spent on that. A lot of the guys are the same dudes last season that lost 10 games in a row. The coach is different. The talent is there, and it's being nurtured and being developed and being put in positions to succeed. And so now things look different, and it should be okay to admit that, that the GM who acquired this talent brought in guys with a certain particular set of skills. And now that he has someone else who's kind of not necessarily picking all the groceries because some of it pre-existed, but now he's a different chef.
Yes.
And he's cooking, and the Bears are cooking because of it. But it's all a part of the same gumbo.
I
meaning what?
Yeah. I can, of course, get down with that.
We're going to have a lot of gumbo in New Orleans this weekend, by the way.
This goes back to the stuff you said earlier when we were talking about development, that like it used to be, well, I got all these players. Are they good? Are they good together? Oh, they're not. Okay, we messed up. Let's get some new players. And that's just not how it's supposed to work. You got to develop in the NFL. And at the highest level, you still got to get developed. And you got to work on this stuff and work on the players. And that is absolutely happening. Look, the Ryan Poles misses in the draft are always going to be there for us to discuss, yeah. Karan Amagaji. But let me ask you about this one. Some people are like saying, like, even Alex, you wrote it on the doc. You talk about this here. Are you concerned about Rome Odunze? Why did you leave yesterday possibly concerned? Or Anthony, are you concerned about Rome Odunze? I felt like the targets just kind of didn't find him in terms of the volume. And he actually made a couple of good catches. The one on the sideline would have been heroic, but he didn't get the foot down. So, but like, were you concerned yesterday, Alex?
I'm worried about his guagi, first off.
That's fair.
I would like to make some more catches in traffic. And also, I think he gets knocked off his route pretty easily. Like, I would like to see him play with a little bit more play strength against, like, the press coverage and the corners that are physical.
Interesting. Anthony, what
do
you think?
Alex? Okay, Alex, nah, I feel you. I do. I think that's a part of the development arc for Rome Odunze, for areas for him to continue to grow. I feel like that's, for the most part, very fair. His route running, the strength within the route for him has improved a lot this season over what it was last year. But strength at the catch point, to me, yeah, I'd like to see that continue to improve. But he's really had some nice moments the last couple of weeks. Luther Burton, deservedly so, has become a bigger part of the plan on offense. And so not only are targets coming away from Olamide Zaccheaus, targets are coming away from Rome Odunze. And with the volume that Rome Odunze was getting earlier in the season, there's just other slots to tick. You know, Colston Loveland has got to be a bigger part of this offense, and so he's become that because he's earned that. DJ Moore has been more productive than most receivers in the National Football League in the time he's been in there. He wasn't a big part of the offense through the first, like, month and a half, but DJ Moore is a bigger part of the offense now. Even in the red zone, which is not necessarily where DJ Moore has specialized, but that whip route that he ran yesterday, and as much as anything, I've seen growth in the connection between Caleb and DJ.
The whip route.
Caleb is
Sorry to interrupt, but the whip route is the first touchdown where he goes where he goes into the end zone and then he cuts to the right and then does a spin and comes back and Caleb puts it right in his belly, right?
Exactly. And we've seen more engagement in Caleb throwing with anticipation to DJ.
Yeah.
Because I would say with Rome, that was kind of there was a little more kismet, I think, right away with Rome, where Caleb was throwing to Rome with more trust than other wideouts. There's more of that with DJ at this point also, where DJ isn't all the way out of his break, and Caleb is just starting to feed him the ball with trust in where it's going to be and that DJ is going to be there to make the grab for him. So Rome, it was just a game where Rome wasn't as big a part of the targets as he was normally earlier in the season, and that's fine. It's not like Rome is just obviously better than all the other pass catchers they have.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I love you giving Alex some love for his football cred as he talked about the play strength. That was a really adorable moment.
I know Alex goes through a lot with you on this show, so I got to make sure that he's getting the proper
deference.
Thank
you for being here. I haven't even gotten one shot at me today, and I think it's because you are here.
You know, I'm just in such a good mood, man. You know why? Caleb told you why.
He told
we're
you
8-3 team in the National Football League.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it is.
If they lose to the Eagles on Friday and I come back on Monday.
I won't be here.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, on Monday I will.
On Monday yeah. I will.
Oh, yeah. Monday is just going to be just destroying you. Just like taking you to the verbal woodshed for multiple hours if that happens. By the way, on Friday, Ant Heron is part of the Fox pregame show as the game will air locally here on Fox. Also, of course, on Amazon Prime. And then on the Fox postgame show, I'll be on your Fox postgame show with Luke Kanellis. So this show right here, this Spiegs and Ant Heron combo here on Spiegel and Holmes, is all over your televisions on Friday. Damn.
There's a level of handsome available on the afternoon show today that just has to be witnessed by Chicagoland, so it's going to get a lot of airtime.
Jarrett, good morning. How are you?
Bear down.
It is. It really is extraordinary to be looking at an 8-3 team and know that, you know, as much as everyone's kind of, where are you going to find another couple wins? How are you going to do it? It just feels like they've already sort of overcome this this attrition of schedule game against against the Steelers, and now they've got a little breathing room, even going into Philadelphia and playing a tough game on short notice.
I mean, they're playing with house money, man. They're playing some like it. I mean, it's entertaining football for Bears fans. And the one thing, Mullenhall, that I enjoy is, man, they're playing meaningful football. When we're coming up to Thanksgiving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm going to say I'm super grateful to be sitting around the table with my family and friends and actually talking about the Bears playing some meaningful football in a big game on Friday against an Eagles team that, you know, not a lot of people are giving them any chance, but the guys inside of that locker room at Halas Hall, I know that they all believe in themselves, them as a unit, and just go out there and figure out, can you find a way to be able to get a win in Philly? If they do that, I've been telling people, I think the city's going to lose their mind if they win on Friday.
That belief had to be challenged somewhat, Jarrett, going into the Steelers game, only because of how many backups were pressed into action against the Steelers, because he had as many as six starting in playing prominent roles on the defense. What was your favorite part about that? Who do you think stepped forward the most, and how surprised were you at the defense's success?
Very surprised that for the linebackers, DJ and AO, or they came in combined together, what, close to 30 tackles? I mean, that wasn't expected. But you look at what, you know, Dennis Allen has done, and I think the way that they have kind of shown that they have depth at all at these positions, and it paid off in that win against the Steelers. I think Ozzie Tripillo, to me, is, I'm, you know, as a running back and an offensive guy, for him to be able to get a start, a rookie, and come in and play well, and he graded out very well in yep. the run game, and then also as well in pass blocking as well. So that goes to show. And I think the reason why I would probably say Ozzie is because of all the conversations that everybody was having as Bears fans and us in the media about the left tackle position going into the season. And to now know, even with Theo Benedict going out, that you had Ozzie came in and had a solid game. It shows you, man, the depth is there, and it, sometimes it's going to be tested because it's this time of the season. Injuries are going to happen, and you have to be able to have people behind your guys to be able to fill in for a game or two, or maybe even longer than that. And so for me, it was probably Ozzie Tripillo.
That, you know, what's extraordinary about that, and we don't talk about it, he is their third starting left tackle. He's the third one they've gone to this year because Braxton Jones is still on IR, and obviously we know that Theo missed the game. But that, like, we were kind of wondering where the competition would end up. I don't think anybody thought that they were as interchangeable as they've been.
No, not at all. But, I mean, this is what happens when your O-line starts to kind of form. And
right.
and you think it too, even before that, just about how it's been a consistent unit. There hasn't been a lot of you know, turnaround where, you know, musical chairs with injuries and this and that, where you've been pretty stable at the position. And what's been so great is that, you know, I feel like we used to always, over the past years, we've been like always talking about the offensive line every single week. And then it feels good not to be talking about the offensive line, right? Where they are doing what they're supposed to do and taking care of business. And even with the strip sack in the end zone with TJ Watt, right? Other than that, this offensive line really quieted the crowd and did what they needed to do. And the interior, to me, is what's been so phenomenal. But when you have veterans on your interior, I think it really helps out a lot about, you know, the guys on the outside and doing what they need to do as well. And so just as a collective unit, they've been fun to watch. But also when you're not saying their name a lot and talking about them, that's a good thing as well.
What's going on with Saquon Barkley based on your perspective of the Eagles? Because you wonder, you know, he's not having the kind of year that he had previously. And the Bears, that's their biggest challenge, I think, Jarrett, going into this game. There are a lot of ways you could go, but stopping the run with Saquon Barkley's got to be at the top of Dennis Allen's list.
Yeah, David, I mean, I've been watching games, and it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, that's their bread and butter. That's what got them to, you know, a Super Bowl the year before. And I don't get why they have not really committed to the run. There just seems to be some type of – there's just not balance on the offensive side of the ball. And so I don't know. I don't think he's hurt, but he's not running like the same running back that we're all accustomed to seeing. So to me, that's a good thing for this Bears team going into Friday. He's not busting out those yards. You hope that he doesn't find his groove, you know, against this Bears defense. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know what it is, because he is that dynamic running back that we all, you know, look to. It's him and Jahmyr Gibbs from the Lions. Like, these guys that, you know, when they touch the ball, they can take it the distance anytime. And so it's probably frustrating for them. Think good for the Bears going into Friday if they can find a way to bottle him up. And I think that's what teams are really doing. They're finding ways to say, listen, you're not going to beat us with the run game. And I think another thing that's changed, David, is we're not seeing Jalen Hurts run the football in design runs.
Right.
And I think that was a big thing last year where you started to see it tail off, but that's a big part of the run success to me, is having him implemented into the run game as well. So you kind of have that two-headed monster in the backfield where it's been solely put on Saquon Barkley, which teams are like, well, we're going to figure this thing out. Like, we're either going to bring pressure, we're going to bring 8 or 9 men in the box, and we're going to say Jalen Hurts is going to beat us with his arm. And so I think that they haven't found that rhythm yet, and I think that's a good thing for this Bears defense.
This segment with Jarrett Payton is sponsored by the all-new Toyota on Edens in Northbrook. Visit toyotaonedens.com. Jarrett, you know, we talk about the Bears running game. We've talked about the idea of a player who was once in Philadelphia going back there in Swift. And I wonder if the fact that he wasn't used as much in that game could keep him off the injured list. We know he's been battling injury. Maybe you get more out of him than people are anticipating. Maybe he's been, you know, sharing playing time with Manungai, and maybe now he can go off a little.
I'm hoping so. I just hope that they can truly just find the run game a little bit more, especially early in the game. I know they tried against the Steelers and things weren't working like they had hoped, but at some point you have to be able to run the ball consistently. And I think I was saying that to Spiegs and Lawrence on last Thursday, that's what I thought was going to be kind of the bread and butter at this part of the season, when you know it starts getting cold outside and you got to run the football a little bit more, man. Like, this is the time to do it. But yes, I think having one of those guys has to get off. For Swift, I think I've just been watching just a little bit. It's kind of back to, they need to get him back to the outside a little bit more in space, where things just seem to be a little bit north and south for him. But the where he is so deadly is in space, outside zone, just a little bit more. Some pitches, getting him an opportunity, get that, I call it the bing bing, with the, you know, get into this right when he goes to plant, and next thing you know, with them shoulders, he always gives you a little shimmy shake. I need to see that a little bit more. And get him in space a little bit, where, you know, and more involved in the passing game as well. He's successful when they're balanced with him in the run game, and also getting him some touches on swings and in the flat or checkdowns, whatever it is. And that's where he can be deadly in that second level.
Hypothetically, Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, and Tyreek Stevenson could all be healthy enough to play on Friday. You've
what
got
do
a couple,
you do, Dave. What do you do?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. You're the guest. I'm asking you for help. What do you do in that secondary? Because, Jerry, you've got a lot of guys who are making plays.
Good thing. It's a good problem to have. I feel like if Kyler and Jalen, Jalen definitely, you know, and then with Kyler, it's him back as well. CJ has to play. Nashawn Wright had.
You can't take Nashawn Wright out of the lineup.
No, you can't take.
I don't think you can do that.
No, you can't. And so
it's too tall.
It might be Tyreek. Tyreek might be the odd guy out.
Might be.
I mean,
wow.
I think it has to be. You can't take Wright out, and he's doing his thing.
Yeah, and you use Tyreek Stevenson to rotate in with Jalen Johnson until he gets conditioned into game shape.
Yes. I mean, that's the part. But man, Jalen, just seeing some of the videos, man, I know he's not playing in games, but the work that he's been putting in to get back onto the field, I give that man a lot of credit, man. He is everything that you hope for in a player. And it's those type of guys, the way that they work, even when they're not playing. I think the guys like Grady Jarrett, the guys like Joe Tooney, these guys are the standard. And they are what you want on inside of your locker room. And it really goes to show the culture that they're creating inside that locker room, and what Ben Johnson and his staff are expecting out of these guys, where it's like, figure it out. Hence the reason why you saw the backups come in and play well, because it seems like it's unselfish, where it's not just them playing well. It's the linebackers, TJ Edwards, those guys being like coaching them up as well, wanting them to have success. To me, being unselfish and this being an unselfish football team, if that goes a long way. Hence, I go back to a time when I got my first start against Florida State when who was it? I think it was who got Allen and getting hurt. It was I can't even remember who ended up getting hurt. But anyway, regardless of that, it's Frank Gore. Frank Gore ended up going down against West Virginia, and Frank, I got that start the next week, and then Frank loved me as a brother, but he was also ticked off because he's like, that should be me out there, and I balled the next week, and he was like, yo, that should be me. That was the competition that we had at Miami. It was like, yo, dog eat dog world. We all love each other, but we all expected that we wanted to be that guy. It doesn't seem like that in this locker room with the Bears. They want to help each other because they want to win as a team. And to me, that's going to go a long way as they go down the stretch end of the season.
Jared, I know it's only Tuesday, but they play on Friday, and we got Thanksgiving, for God's sake. Who do you like in the game? And do you have to wait until you see the injured list?
I didn't last week. I was saying I felt like the Bears are going to beat the Steelers. I'm going to go with my model, man. I'm not – the Bears keep winning. And so until they prove me wrong, as much as I respect that Eagles defense and how good they are, the running game of the Eagles, it hasn't been there. I don't see it coming back, and I see that Dennis Allen tries to make them one-dimensional. And so if one of the receivers is on, then the other one's kind of like non-existent. So I just have this feeling. The Bears have nothing to lose. I believe that they win on Friday.
Great stuff, Jared. Great catching
happy
up with
Thanksgiving,
you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jared. Thank you.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving,
guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That throw is right on the money to Odunze. Well placed by Williams. Tackle made by Joey Porter Jr. Another first down for the Bears.
That from the first drive of the third quarter by the Bears. A three and out for the Steelers to begin the third quarter. And then Caleb to Rome for 17. That ball a little bit behind him, turned him around, but Rome made a nice play. Then the one you just heard, 14 yards to Rome. Then a five-yarder to DJ Moore with the taunting penalty, but that was complete. Then the screen to DeAndre Swift that we talked about last segment. And then the 25-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore on the free play. Five passes in a row. and that he was 10 for 21 at the half. So what? He was 9 for 14 in the second half and much more accurate. But Anthony Herron, listen to this. Expected points added, so EPA per drop back in terms of passing, okay? From the first half to the second half, this comes from Deontay Lee of The Ringer on Twitter yesterday. Chicago jumps from 18th to 8th from the first half to the second half. In rushing success rate, Chicago jumps from 16th in the first half to 1st in the second half. If you feel like you're seeing offensive adjustments from your head coach that make them come out of the locker room anew, you are correct by the numbers.
And to be able to have that as the result for this squad, to have young players still figuring out whether or not they're capable of true success in the NFL, to have veterans who maybe been other spots who say, all right, this new guy, this first-year head coach Ben Johnson, this supposed offensive wizard, when you're seeing the tangible evidence of results, then everyone buys in that much more. That speaks to the culture, another data point of culture we're talking about there, where you come out of the locker room and you feel like you're going to have an edge on the other team, that your staff is going to find ways to continue putting you in situations for success once you step back out there. To step out of the locker room with confidence in the second half, that matters. That means something if you believe your coaching staff is actually going to give you the upper hand, John Doe style from 7, on the opponent when you get back onto the field. That belief ends up meaning something.
John Doe has the upper hand. John Doe hand. I know. But how about at the beginning? They got a plus point differential in the first quarter of what? Plus 32? JJ Watt was talking about that. We know
I believe
that.
It is now, yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're great in the first quarter in terms of points. And Caleb's QBR is really good in the first quarter. So, yeah, you're seeing it. And then on defense, listen to Kevin Byard talking about Dennis Allen adjusting to the injuries that we saw on the defense yesterday.
How did you think DA adjusted to, you know, missing some of these starters on defense? What do you think for you guys?
Yeah, you know, obviously we had a lot more DBs out there, the able bodies that we had. And like I said, I think it was pretty good. There's always things we can be better at, but I'm just proud of the guys being able to finish those last two drives on defense, getting the 3 and 9, I think, before, and then obviously getting the stop at the end of the game. So just super happy the way we were able to finish this time around.
Man, you look at this snap count. There are so many defensive backs that played more than 10 snaps. Elijah Hicks was out there for 16 snaps. You know, Tyreek only played 12, so there were all kinds of dudes filling in. McLeod had the 57 snaps. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was out there 90% of the time, so they were almost always in the nickel. We've talked a lot about the linebackers because, you know, DeMarco Jackson played 100% of the snaps, and Ruben Hippolyte left after only 13, so Amen Ogbonigbemidja with 42 snaps, 58% of them, but like, there were so many dudes out there. DA did a crazy good job of adjusting, didn't he?
He did. I loved what he did with the linebacker depth and utilizing the secondary in the ways that he did. And some of it is just unavoidable. And the good thing about modern football is that you're going to be in sub packages pretty frequently anyway. And sub packages meaning when you're not in your traditional defense where you got your down linemen and several linebackers on the field, perhaps more so anticipating run than pass.
Yeah.
When you get into the sub packages, nickel and dime, where you have more defensive backs on the field, more personnel capable of defending the pass than the run, then you put the opponent in a position where they know schematically there's a chance to try and attack that. The Steelers, the Arthur Smith version of the Steelers, has not been any kind of run-first outfit anyway. And so for Pittsburgh's offense, in some ways it played into the Bears' hands because as opposed to trying to run downhill at the Bears, they utilized a lot of short, quick pass game and having – honestly, I thought the offense was going to adjust. When we found out that Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to play in the game, and I'm on there, I'm with Luke Kanellis and Cassie Carlson, Tina Nguyen. We get the news live in real time while we're in the middle of doing Bears game day live. So we're reacting. My first reaction was, Mason Rudolph likes to throw the deep ball. Mason Rudolph, at this point in his football journey, has a bigger arm than Aaron Rodgers. Look for the deep shot to DK Metcalf. The game is going to have more verticality to it. They're going to go some hard play action, and they're going to try to run the ball at this Bears defense, because Bears defense has been spotty against the run throughout the season anyway. Yeah. And then also, now you're going to have the potential here to try and attack in a way that Aaron Rodgers' precision and time to throw and what he does in getting the rock out of his hands, the offense is going to look different now. But it didn't.
It did
Rudolph
not.
Threw that early pick on the vertical pass, on the fade route, and they said, you know what? We're going to do the Aaron Rodgers thing. We don't want to expose you to interceptions, Mason Rudolph. So they just tried to dink and dunk and everything lateral, and they were having some success with it. But as opposed to just coming off busting the Bears defense in the nose, they put the Bears defense in a position to pursue. Mm-hmm. And so for smallish linebackers who didn't consistently fit blocks against the run downhill with force, they actually really played into their hands, because now they can just watch the ball get snapped and run sideways. Sometimes they got out leverage to the edge. Sometimes they didn't. DBs on the field works out perfectly for them. The most physical game Nashawn Wright has had in what I believe is a Pro Bowl season that he's put together here, but he's setting the edge. He's the force-contained player. He's getting tackles. Steelers played right into Dennis Allen's hands, and he had the defenders in a position to succeed.
Hey, man, before the fourth and six, when Brisker broke up the pass by getting up in the air, it was Nashawn who tackled DK Metcalf on third and eight to make them eat clock and have to go hurriedly to that fourth and six. Mm-hmm. So to your point, Nashawn played physical, and he might have been able to pick off that one on fourth down too. Yeah. I heard Olin talking about it this morning after looking at the tape. He's like, you know what? I think Nashawn might have had that one. Let's go to the phone lines. Gina is in Midlothian, and Gina has been waiting patiently. Appreciate it. You're on 670 The Score with Spiegs and Ann Heron. What's going on?
Well, good afternoon. Hey, I just wanted to say that I am a season ticket holder, 24 years in running now, haven't missed a single game. Thank you very much. And it is absolutely wonderful to come home after every game this year, with the exception of the Vikings, of course, and be happy and to know that there's positivity out there, that normally this time of the year we're talking about, oh, geez, who do we got to get rid of? Oh, who are we going to draft next year? Oh, what's going to go on? Blah, blah, blah. We're already talking about next year. This year, every single game matters, and we're going to matter till the end of the season and beyond. So it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling, and I want it to continue for the next 10-plus years, if not more.
God bless you, Gina. I mean, that's it. That's it.
Hadn't missed a game. And what did she say? How many years had she missed
24.
A game? 24. Man, that's an impressive feat.
She's seen some stuff.
Some really horrendous teams.
Yeah.
Some really dysfunctional adults. As opposed to the caller before was praising the functional adults. Seen a lot of dysfunctional ones around these parts. This is Chris in Lockport on The Score. What's up, Chris? Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up that obviously the Bears got the Eagles on Friday, and the Bears are 8-3. That's a new feeling. I've never really felt this before, aside from 2018. But I think that the Eagles are going to lose on Friday. I'm so certain that the Bears will win this game.
Ooh.
They, of course, they're going to win on a field goal or in the last seconds of the game.
That's how they roll.
Because that's the Bears, but I do believe that the Eagles are the worst 8-3 team in the NFL. I do believe that, and the Bears will whoop them on Friday.
Whoop them! It went from a field goal to a whooping. That's different, sir. Those are two very different kinds of wins and results. I'm trying to see the other 8-3 teams. The Colts, the Steelers, are the Eagles worse than the Colts as an 8-3 team? He's got the Eagles, the Bears. He's got the Eagles worse than the Bears and the Seahawks. I don't believe that the Eagles are worse than the Seahawks.
It does fascinate me, the conversation about the defending Super Bowl champions at 8-3, because I don't think there's a lot of that out there. Like, all right, the Eagles win ugly, but there's not a lot of doubt about Philly as far as just their record. It's one of the better records in football, but they've certainly earned the benefit of the doubt because they have a Super Bowl MVP QB. They got a bunch of guys who won a championship together last year and have been to multiple Super Bowls here in recent seasons. And it's an organization that we're just accustomed to them winning anyway. So there's a benefit of the doubt baked into it in a way that the Bears don't benefit from.
For sure.
The Chiefs are what, 5-5 or 5-6 now or something like that?
Well, that's a first big Chiefs win for all these different games. They just jumped to 6-5 with that overtime win over the Colts yesterday. But no, you're right. The Eagles get that benefit of the doubt. I don't know how they did. I mean, I was watching and I don't know how they lost that thing. They're up 21-0. And that two late fumbles, one from Saquon, one from the punt returner, like both damaged them. But, you know, we'll see. We've got time to preview that one. Look, top of the hour.
So we're not turning the page yet.
Not yet. It's a good point. We got to decide when we're doing that this week.
Right.
On a 3-day work week. I think we do it tomorrow. To your point.
Ooh.
And you get to be part of the page turn. Look at you, young fella. Congratulations. You can sing it. Karaoke. As long as I say it right. Karaoke. Yeah, no, you're the official karaoke pronouncer.
You got there.
Nah, that's all you
meant. Amen. Agbambamiga.
Agbambamiga. I keep wanting to give him a J. Agbambamiga.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.